happening locally. The news.
And it is time for our daily look. Some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The Criminal Chamber of the Supreme Court of Justice has rejected as inadmissible a request for recusal presented by the defense of former President Ricardo Martinelli that sought to remove Judge Maria Eugenia Lopez Arias from the new business case. Through Edict 18 of this 24th of January, the parties are notified of the decision adopted by judges Juan Frisco Castillo, substitute for Ariadne Garcia, and Maribel Cornejo of the Criminal Chamber. Carlos Carrillo from Martinelli's team of lawyers presented the request for recusal against Lopez on the 12th of January, arguing that the judge had an enmity with his client and therefore could not participate in the discussion of the appeal that was filed, presented to prevent the sentence imposed on the former president from becoming final for laundering public funds that were used to acquire the shares of Editora Panama America S.A., which we know as EPASA, in December of 2010. The sentence is 128 months in prison and a fine of $19.2 million and was handed down last July by criminal judge Maluisa Martinez and ratified in October by the Superior Court for the settlement of criminal cases. The challenge maintains that Martinelli filed several complaints against Lopez. The last one was presented, believe it or not, this Wednesday before the Credentials Commission of the National Assembly. Not one of those complaints has progressed or been decided in favour of Martinelli. In addition to the challenge, Martinelli's defence also presented a warning of unconstitutionality against Article 2439 of the Judicial Code, which specifies the requirements to annul a sentence. The presiding judge of the Supreme Court of Justice, Maria Eugenia Lopez Arias, had defended the adoption of sanctions, such as withdrawing the license to practice law, to those lawyers who hinder the administration of justice with the repeated presentation of unfounded legal appeals or repetitive. During her participation in a discussion about laws and democracy with the judge of the Superior Court of the United States, Sonia Sotomayor, Lopez said that abusing the exercise of law with the repeated presentation of resources that hinder the correct administration of justice deserves to be severely punished. A lawyer can defend a client without hindering the process and without needing to wear down the justice administration system, Lopez considered. We judges have so many cases to handle that if a lawyer presents the same appeal 20 times with different names, that is not ethical, she said. The judge claimed to be in favor of withdrawing the license to practice the profession from those lawyers who abuse the law, and this should be introduced through a reform to the law that regulates the practice of the profession in Panama. She added that it is not about being a lawyer to make money, but about being a lawyer because I can help or contribute to my country being better. She stressed that the Constitution specifies that justice must be quick and timely, but sometimes this is not met due to the constant presentation of legal appeals that delay the resolution of the processes. In that sense, the independent deputy Juan Diego Vasquez considers that presenting appeals with the sole purpose of delaying the solution of the case is an ethical breach. Vasquez expressed that Lopez, as president of the court, has legislative initiative and can request changes to the law. We must stop this abuse of law to the detriment of justice, he added. Independent deputy Gabriel Silva also considered it appropriate to sanction lawyers who hinder the normal development of justice. Silva alleged that the constant presentation of legal appeals by some lawyers also causes expenses for the judicial branch and overloads magistrates and judges with work, causing judicial delays. The Tribunal Electoral monitors and investigates politicians who, during the electoral ban, promote proselytism with clientelistic practices in their communities. Without mentioning names, Alfredo Juncker, presiding magistrate of the Tribunal Electoral, assured that they are monitoring and supervising them. He sent them the following message: do not think that because nothing has happened at this time, there is no investigations underway. Of course there are. They don't think that because no one has knocked on their door to ask them how much they're spending, they're not going to get called out. Well, Junco reiterated that both he and his colleagues, Eduardo Valdez Escoferi and Luis Guajera Morales, are concerned by the indiscriminate manner in which they are investing money in dubious reputation in politics. The prosecutor's office must do its part in the criminal sphere, he stated in the middle of a conversation with journalists after the launch of VertifiedContigo.com, a platform where citizens can report misinformation in the midst of the electoral process towards the elections of the 5th of May. So far, the General Electoral Prosecutor's Office, headed by Delio Arcia, has not commented on the issue. Neither has the Public Ministry. Panama is the first Latin American country to sign a working agreement with the European Union Agency for Criminal Judicial Cooperation, known as Eurojust. This cooperation will allow closer communication to accelerate the execution of requests for judicial cooperation from both parties in cases of organized crime. Now, the Attorney General's Office reported this in a press release. The agreement was signed on the 12th of January by the attorney, Javier Caraballo, and president of Eurojust, the Slovakian Ladislav Hamaran. Caraballo believes that the agreement with Eurojust is a benchmark to combat serious cross-border crime and vital to dismantle criminal groups with links to Panama and Europe. According to the Attorney General's Office, the signed agreement includes exchange of strategic information, communication with the point of contact, and data protection provisions. It's not yet known who's going to pay for the closure plan of the mine located in the mountains of Donoso and Omar Torrijos in the province of Colón, formerly concession to the company Minera Panama. "We're executing the basis for the closure plan," said on Wednesday the Minister of Commerce and Industries, Jorge Rivera Staff, in an interview on Telemetro Reporter. He did not mention who will pay for the execution of said total closure plan. In the morning news, the official also referred to the preservation and safe management program of the mine, which, according to the calculations given by the mining company itself, would cost between $15 million and $20 million per month. "We're evaluating this care and maintenance plan that allows us to validate the information that they are presenting," said the minister, after Minera Panama delivered on the 16th of January the maintenance and management plan that the Ministry of Commerce and Industries had required. Regarding the contribution of $567 million that Minera Panama delivered to the Panamanian state last November, Rivera indicated that they have not been returned to the company and remain in a restricted account in the National Bank of Panama. He added that currently the cost of the maintenance and management plan is assumed by Minera Panama, which he insisted is no longer carrying out copper extraction and marketing work after the Supreme Court of Justice declared that its concession contract was unconstitutional, and that was a ruling released in November the 28th. "Developing that plan usually takes between 6 to 18 months, but the minister said that we don't have that time, so it is time to make adjustments. And once the plan is adopted, executing it could take between 7 to 8 years, the minister estimated. Fuel prices, well, they're going to register an increase starting on Friday. Yes, tomorrow, 26th of January, confirmed the National Secretariat of Energy. 95-octane gasoline will have an increase of 3 cents per litre, so it will sell for 98 cents or $3.71 per gallon. 91-octane gasoline is going to register an increase of 2 cents and will be on sale for 90 cents per litre. That's $3.40 per gallon. Low-sulfur diesel also increased in price, 2 cents, leaving it at $91 per litre. That's $3.45 per gallon. These new prices, they're going to come into force shortly before 6 a.m. tomorrow, Friday the 26th, and will be in force until February the 9th, detailed the Minister of Energy. And that's it. There we go. There's our look, some of the local news stories in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you for this morning's programme.